our colleague Elise Hu reports next on why it means so much that leaders of China and Taiwan meet this weekend.
On the streets of Taiwan's capital, Taipei, everyone speaks Chinese and looks Chinese, as 98% of the population is ethnically Chinese. But Taiwan's experience hasn't been the same as China's for decades.
Taiwan, for the last 20 years, has had a democracy, had 5 presidential elections.
Nathan Bato is political scientist at Academia Sinica, a public research center in Taipei.
Nothing like that's happened in China.
Even though Taiwan walks like and talks like an independent nation with its own military, foreign diplomacy, and government services, the People's Republic of China on the mainland refuses to recognize it as anything more than a renegade province.
Taiwan has the awkward position in the world of being a state that's not recognized as a state.
That awkward position is at the forefront as Taiwan heads into a January presidential election. At the headquarters for frontrunner Tsai Ing-wen, the Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP nominee, they've decked a wall in Post-it messages for Tsai. If elected, she'll be Taiwan's first female president.
If she is regarded as someone who is able to lead the country, that is a very good symbol of Taiwan's advancement.
Joseph Wu is Tsai Ing-wen's number 2, the DPP secretary. Previously, the party has called for independence from China, but this time around,
we want to maintain the status quo. We want to maintain the current democratic way of life.
It is the outgoing Nationalist Party, or Kuomintang president, Ma Ying-jeou, whose policies have arguably led to the current status quo. He's pushed for tighter ties with China over the past 7 years in the form of trade deals, lifting of travel bans, and as a capstone, this first-ever meeting with a Chinese president on Saturday. But voters don't necessarily like Beijing's growing influence. It shows in the polls, where the opposition candidate leads the president's party by double digits.
As far as the Chinese government is concerned, you know, the wrong person is very likely to win.
Shelley Rigger is author of Why Taiwan Matters and a professor at North Carolina's Davidson College.
Their challenge now is to figure out what they want to do about that.
One of the ways China's doing that is by meeting President Ma this week before the election. And what China could do after the election, if another party takes over, is now part of the Kuomintang's campaign message.
When DPP was in power, the cross-strait relationship was not so stable.
That's Kuomintang presidential candidate Eric Zhu.
President Ma's economic and political strategy for engaging China has been reasonable and very effective.
But politics must be played with precision here. You can't get too engaged with China. Zhu became the nominee after the party dumped its original pick for signaling she was open to reunification. Shelley Rigger.
The question that they are now really competing about and struggling over is how can we continue to have a reasonably amicable relationship with the mainland without being drawn into a reconciliation that goes beyond what we're really ready for?
For all the talk about China, in the end, it might be domestic issues that make the difference. Political observers say dissatisfaction with the ruling party has less to do with China and more to do with kitchen table concerns, like job opportunities. The opposition DPP says that's where it will focus its attention.
We will see a very different Taiwan, which is very different from President Ma's administration, which is too much focus on China.
Of course, China won't let itself be ignored either. Every politician in Taiwan knows that. Elise Hu, NPR News, Taipei.